No hassle, period. Also, check out Thumb Cellular's prepaid cards with great rates and up to a year in coverage. Terms of service apply.
Oh, George, good to hear from you.
Visit Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Listening to the WLEW Sports Network at the half. Hatchet Marching Band. I'm not sure I think it's exact. Tell Clark Ramsey and Dave Hanson with your call tonight on the WLEW Sports Network at the half. It's 20-8. Ubley leading Bad Axe. And now let's take you through the other area games going on throughout the region. Dave Hanson, take it away.
Well, let's start with the most interesting game we got so far, Clark. Last we heard, before the half, Harbor Beach scored to take the lead 29-22 over USA. Our game here, 20-8, Ubley leads Bad Axe in Bad Axe. Last we heard, Sandusky, nothing but the accelerator there, 35-0. Last we heard over KPAC, and Carroll trails Cass City 57-6. Cass City scoring in all different kinds of fashions. Haven't heard anything from the Lakers-Beale City game, the other one that's been intriguing us, Clark. Haven't heard anything about that one.
In our ball game here, it's been back and forth. And Ubley so far connecting when they need to. Bad Axe start off this game with two possessions that resulted in turnover downs.
Well, there's two possessions, one by each team, that has really separated these two teams in this game. Bad Axe drives the length of the field, goes down to the 10 or just inside the 10-yard line, run the ball, the same play twice for no gain, and then two incomplete passes, turnover or downs. And then the ensuing possession, the Ubley Bearcats run two plays where they get nothing and then get a 50-yard pass play, 48 yards, something like that, a big-time pass play that sets up another touchdown, essentially flips the field, and instead of a tie game, that leads to a Bad Axe being trailing by two scores. That series of possessions really has killed the Hatchets at home here, and the reason why the Ubley Bearcats have won a lot of games this year and are going to the playoffs.
And number 54 for Bad Axe, number 54, Brandon Erla appears to be, appears not to be returning. He has an ice pack taped around his right ankle and with a coat on. So it appears that he will not be returning this ball game due to a lower body injury. We're about 90 seconds away from starting the second half.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't look the best there. He's going to be done for the game. Jacket on, no helmet anywhere in sight. Meantime, between time, Bad Axe got to tighten it up a little bit. The defense has not been too bad, but they've been getting beat through the air. The run defense, I thought, has been fairly good. You know, when the wing T is running well, there's multiple guys that can hurt you, and they've let a few runs get away from them, but they forced third and seven, third and eight a few times, and they get burnt by the obvious play-action pass. Those deep safeties are so interested in coming up to the line of scrimmage and making that tackle on the running back that they're letting tight ends streak down the field untouched and unguarded. And Jeffrey Wright has been laying the ball in there very well. Even when he was rushed, he still threw the ball where his receiver had a chance. Roman Welt makes a diving effort, just goes over his fingertips. But regardless, Jeffrey Wright is on as the quarterback passing the ball today, and I won't be surprised if the Bearcats continue to pound the rock and mix in a play-action pass a little more often than normal and try and score early and often again on this Hatchet team.
Well, it should be an interesting second half as we're really only a two-possession ball game from very closely contested. If you go strictly by the numbers, it should be ugly by about 25 points, but it's only 12 right now. Bad Axe moving the ball well, just needs to score and finish drives when they have the chance.
Yeah, Bad Axe has done a nice job moving the football on offense. And again, defensively, they've stopped the run pretty well for the most part. It's the passing defense and the passing offense that hasn't had a lot of success. They really have to find something that's working against this Bearcat defense and stick with it. But they've moved the ball. They've gotten a couple first downs in a row, and then all of a sudden, third and 10's on you, and they've turn the ball over, and those are the series that need to stop happening.
And Ubley won the toss and elected to receive to start this game, so Bad Axe will get the first possession of this second half. Ubley will be kicking off left to right across the radio. Jeffrey Wright, the quarterback, plays secondary. He's also the kicker for this Bearcat squad. Third-year starter, had an injury last year, did not play about half the season. Coming back strong in his senior year. Only a 5'11", seems much taller on the field, stands tall out behind center, and a very smart-minded quarterback. 12 minutes are on the clock. We're ready to start this third quarter, left to right across your radio. Two men back for the Hatchets. They stand in their own 12-yard line. Here's the kick, goes right on the ground. It looks like one of my shots about 40 yards from the green. That didn't come out right, and it got out to about the 28-yard line before Bad Axe downs it, first and 10, right to left, across the radio.
Well, first of all, you stole my line.
I know.
And second of all, then you goofed it up, man. Come on.
I was trying to get ahead of it. Just call me Hillary Clinton. 11:58 left in this third quarter, 20-8, Ubley leading Bad Axe.
Oh, man.
First and 10 from the – let's try and get about
– right. Are you going to delete that section from the recording later?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll keep it. Two wide each way. Morneau in the pistol, messing behind him. Buddy McLeod in motion to the far sideline, and it's time Morneau on the keeper right up the middle, across the 35-yard line, still in his feet, gets the first down, and then about two more yards for a 12-yard gain all the way out to the 41-yard line. Morneau moving that pile after the first contact brought down by Anthony Sweeney, the 5'9", the sophomore.
Bad Axe had a lot of success when they were running the football with the read option. Ubley not standing their ground, giving Tommy Morneau the option of handing it off or keeping it himself. And for some reason, they're taking away the running backs who haven't had a lot of success and not staying home where Tommy Morneau has been able to get upfield.
And trouble in the backfield, but a fumble on the end of the play. It pushes forward. Bad Axe claims they have it. Ubley claims they have it. No word yet from the officials out at the 44-yard line, maybe the 43. And it is Ubley ball at the 42-yard line, and Bad Axe's first possession, not exactly what they drew up.
Oh, absolutely not. It looked like maybe number 60, Darren Soule, the ball, recovered the football there, but nonetheless, the read option there, Tommy Morneau second-guessed himself, and you can't do that with the read option. He tried to pull the ball away from his running back, messing late. He did successfully, but as he exchanged the ball from his left arm to his right, it came loose and fumbled forward towards the defense. The Bearcats jump on it, and now the Bearcats' excellent field position starting in Hatchet territory.
And on first down, it's right through the middle all the way out to the 35-yard line for 8 yards. Derek Brown on the carry brought down by Tommy Morneau. According to the spot, it is down at the 37-yard line. Second down, 3 yards to go.
Yeah, nice run on first down by the Bearcats. Right back to the wing tee and right back to their stud running back, Derek Brown. He hits the hole with a full full steam ahead, and he gets 7 yards on first down. Same thing over again here. Second down and 3, wing T for the Bearcats.
Right is under center, 3 men in the backfield. It's a handoff to the right side. Derek Brown now to the 30-yard line, still running at the 20. Down, cuts back into the 17, and finally brought down by Tommy Morneau at the 16.